This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Rhino census to be conducted from 23rd March in Chitwal National Park, Sauraha. One House, One Woman employment programs comes into operation in Baglung district. And 15 people died of a gas explosion in Nigeria. Now the news in detail. The state government has declared monetary compensation to those bereaved families of the victims of intake of bootleg. Chief Minister Lal Babu Raut this morning visited Ramdaya of Chireswarnath municipality with the highest death toll from the drinking of toxic alcohol on the occasion of the holy festival on March 10 and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, promising to provide ₹300,000 each to the bereaved families. Chief Minister Raut made it clear that those involved in the supply of moonshine will be brought under the purview of law, announcing to declare the state free from the open sale of alcohol. Minister for Internal Affairs and Law Ganendra Kumar Yadav, who was accompanying the Chief Minister, said a Security Committee meeting will take place today itself, which will proceed for controlling the open supply of alcohol and bringing culprit to book. A patient who was brought to Kathmandu from Japa on suspicion of coronavirus infection has tested negative, the Grand International Hospital has confirmed. The 42-year-old patient from Bhadrapur, Japa district, was referred to Grand International Hospital, Kathmandu from the Noble Medical College, Biratnagar. Grand International Hospital's medical director, Dr. Chakraraj Pandey, confirmed that the said patient did not have coronavirus. A rhino census is to be conducted from coming March 23rd. The Chitwal National Park has made necessary preparations for that connection after the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation sent a letter to that effect. According to Chitwal National Park Assistant Conservation Officer Prakash Upreti, a pre-census training will be organized in Sauraha of Chitwal on March 20 and 21st. According to him, the rhino census will also be held in Parsa, Bardia and Suklafata National Park. It is said mid-March to mid-April is the appropriate time for the rhino count. Baringula Municipality Baglung has brought into operation the One House, One Woman employment program to promote women's self-reliance. Baringula Municipality Chair Krishna Prasad Sharma said the program has been implemented to engage women in the productive sector and promote their self-reliance. The rural municipality has announced concession on the interest of the principal amount targeting aspiring women entrepreneurs. The GP Koirala National Respiratory Treatment Center at Sukla Gandaki Municipality, Bil Chautari in Tanahu, has set up an isolation ward for the treatment of coronavirus suspects. The construction of a 20-bed isolation ward at the hospital has almost come to a final stage, informed Center Executive Director Dr. Ramkumar Shrestha. Director Dr. Shrestha further said arrangement will be made in the ward to treat corona suspect patients and collect and send throat swab and blood samples of the suspects to the center for the test. The Gandhi state government has established isolation wards in 5 hospitals, including GP Koirala Treatment Center. Other 4 hospitals in Pokhara have 70-bed isolation wards. Similarly, Charak Hospital has set up an isolation ward with 30 beds, Manipal Teaching Hospital and Gandaki Hospital, Gandaki Medical College with 15 beds each, and Pokhara Institute for Health Science with 10 beds. A health help desk was set up at Abu Khairini Municipality, the main checkpoint of Gandaki State for coronavirus screening. The help desk will sensitize public against coronavirus pandemic and also demonstrate proper method of hand washing with soap and water, said Rural Municipality Chair Gir Bahadur Thapa. 2 health workers have been assigned to the help desk. Daily hundreds of people enter the Gandaki state via Prithvi Highway. Thapa informed that the health desk will be mobilized to keep people sensitized and informed of the safety measures to ward off coronavirus threats. The Muglin Highway Hospital, based in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality, Muglin Bazar, is providing health service of the Maharajganj-based teaching hospital being operated by Tribhuvan University Institute of Medicine. The non-profit-making, charity-based highway hospital will provide the service of teaching hospital to the use of information and communication technology. With the signing of MOU, the Moglin Highway Hospital will provide specialist services and facilities of TU Teaching Hospital and Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center in a regular manner through ICT, Chair Lama informed. He further said that in addition to the service, the hospital will also offer regular mobile health camp, educational training, telemedicine platform research and development, regular follow-up of patients and route check-up facilities. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 15 people have been confirmed dead and many others injured after an explosion at a gas processing plant in Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation said the explosion was caused by a truck that hit gas cylinders piled up at the plant in Abul Ado area in Lagos. The impact of the explosion damaged parts of the pipeline, prompting the state oil company to halt operations of the pipeline. According to National Emergency Services spokesman Ibrahim Fairloni, some 50 buildings were destroyed after a fire broke out following the explosion. A school in the neighborhood that accommodates 250 students was among those affected by the fire. Rescue workers have removed rubble from this school. New York City is closing schools today and restaurants, bars and other venues a day later in an effort to halt the spread of the deadly coronavirus. Mayor said he decided to act because our city is facing an unprecedented threat and we must respond with a wartime mentality. Separately, the U.S. is extending its European travel ban to include the U.K. and Republic of Ireland. The U.S. has confirmed 69 deaths linked to the pandemic and 3,774 infections. Similarly, the three states bearing the brunt of the coronavirus pandemic in Europe have all recorded their highest death tolls for a single day. Italy saw 368 deaths, bringing its total to 1,809. Spain recorded 97 more deaths for a total of 288, and France reported 29 deaths, giving a total of 120. The UK also saw a single day record with 14 new deaths and a total of 35. Spain's King Felipe VI has renounced the father inheritance of his scandalous father, Juan Carlos. In a statement, the palace said that Juan Carlos, who evicted in 2014, will also stop receiving an annual grant of €194,000. This comes as the 82-year-old former king is being criticized for his lavish lifestyle. Juan Carlos, who resigned for 39 years, is also facing an investigation by the Swiss financial authorities. This follows media reports that he had received $100 million in 2008 from Saudi Arabia via an offshore account. The former monarch has made no comments on the issue. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Rhino census to be conducted from 23rd March in Chittoor National Park, Sauraha. One House, One Woman Employment Program comes into operation in Baglung District and 15 people died of a gas explosion in Nigeria. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.